Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm your host, Amy Reynolds. Mark Mistour is the Dean of the College of Architecture and Environmental Design at Kent State University. Recently, Design Intelligence named him one of the 25 most admired educators in the country in his field for the second time. Congratulations, Mark, and welcome to Elevations.
Thank you very much, Amy.
Let's start with a basic question and make sure everyone understands what the field of architecture encompasses. Can you tell me a little bit about what architecture is, how you define it in your college?
Well, it's very broad to begin with, and in our college, we like to think about it as broadly as possible. We include landscape architecture, urban design, architecture of buildings, and even interior design. So we're looking at the entire spectrum of scales of the built environment that affect our daily lives.
And what do you think draws people to the field?
Well, you know, I think it's people who are interested in a lot of things. There is an art and a science to design and to architecture. And so people who are attracted to either field or to the social dimensions are people who are naturally attracted to architecture because they find that they can have an impact, that they can deal on the artistic side and exercise those talents as well as dig in scientifically to understand the performance of things.
And I know one of the highlights of the award, at least one of the things they acknowledge that you do really well, is this marrying of research in the discipline versus the practice. Can you tell us a little bit more about what kinds of research happens in your college and how you think through this balance of research and profession?
Well, the range of research goes from the whole spectrum of fairly scientific things that might deal with structures, that might deal with environmental performance of buildings, to things that are seemingly more esoteric, dealing with how people react to those spaces, how we use those spaces, how they impact the way our institutions work, the way we relate to one another in a classroom or any kind of a setting. So that whole spectrum is something that we do sometimes individually, but we also do it in collaboration with many others.
And in terms of how that research gets infused in the profession, but how does that intersect with how people use that research in practice?
Well, that research gets used very directly in terms of new ways of doing things on the more scientific side, new techniques of designing, whether it's through new technologies, which are rapidly changing everything we do enable us to not just do things more efficiently, but to do things we could never do before. You'll notice that the buildings we see today that are celebrated are forms that we couldn't easily make 10, 20, 30 years ago. These are new forms that are enabled by research and, in fact, technology transfer from other disciplines.
Where do you see the field going, given that so much is happening so quickly?
Well, we see it going, enabling us to do many more things, but we have to do it much more in collaboration with others. So we have to work and understand that we work in teams. We don't just work individually as you did in former centuries. We have to work in teams to do things that are dealing with buildings that perform. They're no longer buildings that are static, that are resisting the environment. They have to cooperate with the environment. They have to be understood as complex systems. They have to be understood and are increasingly becoming smart, and we think they will even become intelligent and learning from their occupants and being able to respond to them.
Do you see a role for a different global understanding as well as we think about the changes technologically? Are you seeing crossover in global spaces where we're learning from different approaches in different parts of the world?
We are sharing, and there's always that that difficult area between globalism, where we may tend to think that everything should be the same and it's a leveling field. But on the other hand, culture is very important, and we have to understand the uniqueness of each culture and context that we enter.
I know that's one thing that the program has done really well under your leadership is the idea that we would really help people know how sort of internationally prominent the work here is that we do. And I know you've engaged in some interesting partnerships. Can you share a little bit about what motivates you to help people see the relevance of the program in other places in the world?
Well, that's a really great question because there's so many great things going on at Kent State, and I came here because of that, but also because of the potential to get that word out nationally and internationally. And for our students, it's very important for any student, really, who's trying to make places for people. We need to get into other contexts so that we can get out of our own skin. So moving our students to other contexts, other cultures, in workshops and collaboration with others is a way of really understanding a different context and seeing ourselves. So we're doing a lot of that. We're preparing new ground by making partnerships in other areas with universities around the world, and we're also getting our faculty out. That opportunity to move ourselves out is not only helping us become better architects and designers for others, but it's helping others see us and see what a great thing's going on at Kent State.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Amy.
We've been talking with Mark Mistour, Dean of the College of Architecture and Environmental Design at Kent State. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.